It is a week-long celebration of everything entrepreneurial in Longmont. So the goal is to highlight companies and so existing and new businesses that are happening in Longmont. And for a while now, people have been traveling outside and around Longmont to Boulder and Fort Collins and Denver, and those areas have had a startup week similar to what we're going to have. But Longmont's culture with startup is unique a little bit in that there's a study called Advanced Longmont Study, and it talks about the core industries where we're situated for growth. So it's a high growth area, and this startup week is just meant to celebrate, educate, and share inspiration.
What are some of the dynamics behind all of this growth in Longmont that's particularly pushing the entrepreneurial spirit, as you mentioned, and this business startup that's happening now in Longmont?
Yes, the timing is really important of this, that Nextlight Broadband is bringing gigabit internet to the area for businesses and residential, and they've seen a high demand for that. It just started rolling out, and they were expecting maybe 40% adoption, and it's more like 80% of where it's available, people are adopting this. So being able to do a gig of data makes a lot of businesses, it's a very desirable area. It's the fastest internet in the U.S. right now that Longmont, Colorado has. So not only spaces that are available, partnered with the different things like a co-working space of Launch Longmont that just opened in the old Times Call building. So now there's co-working spaces and those types of things attracting new business.
Ted Risk, you're the co-founder of Wibby Brewing, that's scheduled to open in downtown Longmont, just across the road from the old Butterball plant in July. What attracted you to Longmont?
We were looking at different places within Boulder County for where we wanted to launch our venture, and had it narrowed down to Boulder and Longmont. And we learned more and more about the development that's going on downtown and the different parties that are working together to bring this change to Longmont that the city of Longmont want, that the residents of Longmont want, that the businesses of Longmont want, that the Longmont Downtown Development Authority is trying to do. And all that collaboration really appealed to us and is unique in a way that I haven't seen in many other places. So you have that as a foundation, and then you couple it with things like the Nextlight, you know, the broadband service that the city's bringing to its residents. It's not a third-party provider. That's being brought to us by the city. And you start to get really excited about all the growth. You know, it's a city of about 93,000 right now, and it feels like a town of about 2,000. You know, walking down Main Street, you see smiling faces, same faces everywhere you're going. And it's really all about the community. And there are a lot of different parties working together for that advancement. And it's leading towards what we think is a really exciting growth as a whole for the city. So to be a part of that at the initial level, really, as the city kind of embarks on all that growth is exciting. They're executing improvements on the streets to extend the streetscapes down from 3rd Avenue to 1st Avenue to make the downtown corridor more walkable, more accessible. They're doing some street improvements between Ken Pratt Boulevard and First as well. So they're really trying to take steps towards this re-envision that they've been working on for so long, and to see those things start to be actually implemented now is really exciting.
Well, Jennifer, Ted has a brewery that's about to open. What are some of the other businesses that we're seeing emerging in Longmont?
I want to highlight the Tinker Mill to talk about some of the really innovative things that are happening at Longmont. So we have the largest makerspace in a 10-state region, and a makerspace is just it's 12,000 square feet of cool tools, like a wood shop and ironworking and pottery. And so artisans and makers come together to make different products. And what was coming out of that is some really innovative ideas of people starting businesses. There's one of Change Composites that is making a new helmet to reduce the risk of brain injury. They're going to be competing in the Blue Ocean Challenge next during Fort Collins Startup Week, which is the week of the 26th.
So, Ted, you're going to be speaking on a panel specifically focused on breweries. I mean, is there a saturation point for breweries in Boulder County? I know Longmont is maybe on the cusp, but there's I won't name them all, but there are a lot of breweries. I mean, at what point, you know, are we going to have saturation point for breweries? I mean, is this one of the topics that you might be discussing?
Yeah, and actually, I have the pleasure of introducing Eric Wallace, one of the co-founders of Left Hand Brewing, who likely needs no introduction, at the keynote speech. My business partner, Ryan Wilby, will be sitting on that panel that you discussed. And really, it's that community and that growth of the breweries that is really exciting about the craft beer industry right now. I don't believe we're approaching a saturation point. In fact, the craft beer industry just eclipsed a 10% market share of the overall beer industry for the first time since we've started keeping that data. Just 5 years ago, it was less than 5%. So that growth is really exciting, but it still shows you how much more we can grow as an industry. Bart Watson is the chief economist of the Brewers Association. He thinks that we'll gain a 20% market share of the overall beer industry by 2020. So it doesn't look like there's a plateau of any time soon, and it's really exciting to be in a community that embraces startup breweries and people get excited to be behind, and also to be a part of what Longmont has created. I come from Chicago, and you walk into a corner store, and you see Longmont, Colorado on bottles, and you see them on cans because of Left Hand Brewing Company and Oscar Blues. You know, so Left Hand has a place around this nation, Longmont has a place around this country within the craft beer industry. So to be able to come into this market and produce something different, we're focusing exclusively on craft lagers. It gives us a nice opportunity to come in and really do some exciting things in a growing market.
It seems, as you said earlier, the real impetus behind this is how Longmont is changing and emerging.
Absolutely.
In many ways in Boulder County. Going hand in hand with that, we're seeing increasing rents, increasing property prices. So is there a concern that really goes in tandem with business that we're pricing people out of the residential market? And so I don't want to use the term gentrification, but we are seeing redevelopment of areas in Longmont that previously, you know, were not derelict, but, you know, the Butterball plant and the downtown area. So what is the concern around the impact that that has as a knock on and a ripple effect on residents in the city and what it means for people to be able to afford to live there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the city is well aware of those changing dynamics, and I feel doing a lot to address them. They have the Envision Longmont program going on right now of getting citizen feedback and getting the plans updated so that they stay current. As Ted mentioned, we have unprecedented support and cooperation between the entities in Longmont, which I think will lead to a better future with the city, the chamber, the Visit Longmont, the Area Economic Council, all of the entities that are focused on those things, and the Downtown Development Authority has done amazing work in making sure that residents are heard and that those are looked at in long-term planning. So I think there's a lot being done to create affordable housing. Obviously, if we have companies coming, they need somewhere for their employees to be. And so Longmont is a great place to live, and we want to keep it that way for sure.